Last week, the world of comic books lost a legend. John Romita Sr. died at the age of 93. He took over the art for Amazing Spider-Man in 1966 from the original artist Steve Ditko. Romita's work helped define the life and style of Spidey, including the introduction of his longtime love interest, Mary Jane Watson.
He saved my life twice, and I've never even seen his face.
Oh, him.
You're laughing at me.
Oh, I understand. He is extremely cool.
And it wasn't just Spider-Man. Over Romita's decades-long career, he co-created heroes like Luke Cage, The Punisher, and even Wolverine. As a big comic book fan myself, I wanted to talk about Jazzy John Romita, who was so influential in this industry. Joining us now to talk about this is Nick Lowe, executive editor of the Spider-Man office at Marvel. Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so glad to be here, Aisha.
So what made John Romita Sr. such a force in comics?
Oh, I mean, he was an artist and a consummate storyteller. Not only could he draw anything, his roots were in romance comics. And that played so into what Stan Lee and Steve Ditko set up on Spider-Man especially. One of the best things about Marvel is it's less about Spider-Man than it is about Peter Parker. And then there was the fact that he could draw Spider-Man doing anything. And he took what was at the beginning and what Steve Ditko did so wonderfully of a lot of small panels with packing a lot of story in. John, after he came into his own, shattered the panel borders, went to just, you know, a couple panels a page, three panels a page. He did more splash pages, and he made the action so huge and then could grind it down with a personal scene between these wonderful characters like nobody else could.
That's interesting because Romita started out as a brush man, not a penciler. And we have a clip here of him explaining to Sci-Fi Wire what happened when he took over Spider-Man from the original illustrator, Steve Ditko.
I tried for the first year to use a pen, which was hard for me. I lost my flair. Maybe in the beginning of the second year, I started to cheat and use a brush a little bit more. And then slowly but surely, Stan said, you know what? Don't try anymore. Do it the way you want to do it.
And Stan, of course, he's referring to as Stan Lee, who created so many classic Marvel characters, including Fantastic Four and Spider-Man and everybody else. Can you explain what Romita meant there about, you know, the difference between the brush and the pen and, you know, how it changed the way Spider-Man looked on the page?
Steve Ditko was a pen guy, and it gives you it's a smaller line that it gives you. It allows you to pack more details in and a different kind of structure. Whereas with the brush, you can be a little bit more expressive. The lines can sometimes be more beautiful, and you could do different sorts of things with the brush. And that's what took it from being the second most popular to the most popular book at Marvel.
Many comic characters, you know, are known for their iconic poses or moments or covers. Like, can you tell us about some of the iconic moments that Romita created?
Oh, sure. Another thing of differentiation, when Steve Ditko drew Spider-Man, he was spindly. He was insect-like. Mm-hmm. When John Romita drew him, he was athletic. He was a little bulkier. Mm-hmm. He drew Spider-Man for hundreds of issues. He did hundreds of covers. Mm-hmm. But he was such a master of composition, and he would put Spider-Man into these poses that looked heroic and flexible and dexterous and would make him look so cool and powerful.
And he did Peter's wedding too, right? The wedding
did.
Issue.
Yeah. Yep. He did the cover, and he drew that when that happened in the 80s. And that's a story in and of itself of how that came to be. But I mean, when you wanted Spidey to look right, they went to John. He became Stan's go-to when something had to look right.
And nowadays, you know, everyone's going to think about the Spider-Man movies. Did he have any influence, or his artwork have influence on those?
You know, he didn't work on those. He'd retired from Marvel by the time the first Spider-Man movie came out. But you can see poses in every Spider-Man movie that's come out, poses that are based on John Romita drawings. And to be honest, it's so funny. When you think of Spider-Man, like, you know, sometimes people think of him as, you know, as Peter Parker, as, like, you know, the nerdy guy. And then sometimes when they'll cast these wonderfully handsome men as Peter Parker. And, you know, some fans will complain, like, that's not what Peter Parker looks like. But to be honest, that's how John Romita drew him. You stopped wondering how he could get Gwen Stacy and Mary Jane to date him when John Romita was drawing him.
I mean, it feels like in the last few years, we've lost a number of these quintessential comic creators. Stan Lee, Steve Ditko, artist Neil Adams and writer Denny O'Neill, and now John Romita Sr. You know, what goes through your mind when you think about the passing of these giants?
It makes you so grateful that they shared their talents as they did with the world. It makes you want to treasure those still with us. They give such a wonderful example of how to be. As great as John was as an artist, from the few experiences I had with him and from every single story I hear from other people, he was an even greater man.
That was Nick Lowe, executive editor of Spider-Man at Marvel Comics, remembering comic legend John Romita Sr. Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aisha. This was a true joy.